Dreamscape presents Taylor, Era by Era, The Unauthorized Biography by Caroline Sullivan. Narrated by Caitlin Levering. Introduction. 20 years into Taylor Swift's career, it's hard to describe her success without reaching for superlatives. Performing for 70,000 people at a time and reaching number one on charts around the world every time she releases an album are all in a day's work for her. She's won the Grammy Award for Album of the Year an unprecedented 4 times, and her influence extends well outside her own domain. How many other musicians have prompted a U.S. Senate investigation into the concert ticketing industry? Who else could impel film studios to change the release dates of upcoming movies to avoid clashing with hers? Who was the first musician ever chosen in her own right as Time Magazine's Person of the Year? In 2021, Elle labeled Swift a pop megastar at celestial echelons, which comes as close as anything to capturing her status. In less galactic terms, as far as this pop megastar is concerned, records exist to be broken, targets to be surpassed, and she's still in her early 30s. But even Swift herself must have been impressed by what she pulled off in a single 2-week period in October 2023. 3 major milestones were reached, and what The Guardian called the shock of her vast stardom became that much vaster. It feels right to begin this book by mentioning them, because Taylor Swift isn't just the 21st century's biggest artist. Now she's also known for some of the smartest business decisions ever made by someone whose trade, technically, is writing and singing songs. This isn't Taylor the Business Manual, though don't bet against that book being written someday. But her acumen is a major part of who she is. It will influence the generations that follow as much as her music will. The first milestone was reached on 12 October when the concert film Taylor Swift The Eras Tour, composed of footage from 3 stadium shows in California 2 months earlier, was released. On pre-sales alone, it was the highest-grossing concert film ever made, and looks set to become one of the most successful films of any genre. Note, the opening date was changed from 13 October at the last minute by Swift herself, releasing a day early and with a number of additional showtimes to try to cope with the unprecedented demand for tickets. On 26 October, Bloomberg News reported that she had become a billionaire. Its conservative estimate was that she was at that point worth $1.1 billion, a good portion of it amassed from the ongoing Eras Tour, which began in...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?